USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Gorgeous spring weather across the U.S. and Europe drew people cooped up inside for weeks to soak up the sun, even as additional coronavirus hotspots in Russia and Pakistan are emerging. Overall, Russia has now reported over 125,000 cases and more than 1,200 deaths. The true numbers are believed to be much higher because not everyone is tested. Pakistan appears to be joining Russia with rapidly increasing case counts. Pakistan announced that nearly 1,300 new cases now raise the total in the country to about 18,000. And people grateful to be outdoors were still wearing masks everywhere, even on southern U.S. beaches and by some joggers in Spain. A New York City farmer's market enforced the familiar 6 feet of space between people wanting to buy spring flowers. And police and park officials were spread out across New York City, sending out 1,000 officers to enforce social distancing on the warmest day since the beginning of March. This is USA Radio News. Hi, I'm John Hunt. Normally, you hear me on USA Radio News telling you stories about other people in the news. Well, now, I've written a book about the amazing blessings of my life and how, through miracles, I'm still alive. I'm a 40-year radio host who thought he'd reached the height of his career until tragedy struck. After a severe bout with the flu, I died twice, was revived, and spent 6 days in a coma and started the journey toward a full heart transplant. The book is called My Rock and Roll Heart Transplant Journey and is available at Amazon.com in paperback and Kindle form. The story takes you through how I got the heart disease, the people that helped me along the way, some crazy stories, and the real-life story of the miracles of science as I received the perfect heart match from my donor. I'm now in training for the 2020 Transplant Games in New Jersey. Grab your copy of My Rock and Roll Heart Transplant Journey today at Amazon.com. Thanks, and may your life be filled with all the love and miracles that mine has. The Labor Secretary talks about life after COVID-19, and USA's Tim Berg has the story.
Labor Secretary Eugene Scalia is confident in the economy's eventual revival as states begin to reopen.
I think that our economy has a chance as we reopen now to get back to where it was. You know, we were so strong a couple of months ago. We had to take this pause, but I think as we begin getting back, people are going to be pleased to be back at work and get that economy going.
Scalia says the Labor Department is helping states distribute federal benefits to out-of-work Americans, including 30 million who have filed for unemployment in the last 6 weeks.
Governor Gretchen Whitmer said that Michigan's stay-at-home order remains in effect through May 15. The Democratic governor, who may be sued by the legislature, addressed reporters on the same day that President Donald Trump tweeted she should make a deal with conservatives who protested her restrictions at the Capitol. The state health department reported nearly 1,000 additional confirmed cases of COVID-19 in Michigan. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A growing number of U.S. homeowners have stopped making their mortgage payments as layoffs around the country soar and more households face more financial problems. Nearly 4 million people, or over 7% of all mortgage holders, have sought relief on their home loans as of April 30th, according to housing data provider Black Knight. That's up sharply from the beginning of March, when fewer than 150,000 mortgages were in forbearance. The number is only expected to grow, with May payments due now and the nation's unemployment rate expected to reach between 15 and 20%. Americans are eligible for up to $1,200 in coronavirus stimulus money unless they're married and filing taxes jointly with an immigrant who does not have a Social Security number. About 2 million undocumented people are married to a U.S. citizen or green card holder. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi called it a monumental injustice that must be fixed, but the spokesman for the IRS, Michael Zona, said the requirement of a Social Security number is bipartisan because it prevents illegal immigrants from qualifying for U.S. taxpayer-funded programs and helps reduce fraud and abuse. The IRS also said Americans in a mixed-status marriage will get a stimulus payment if they file tax returns separately. But if they've already filed, they won't be getting the payment this year and will have to wait until next year to submit their taxes individually. Stay current with all your coronavirus updates at USAradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.